So no grand jury indictment today. There are reports that apparently there's one more witness they want to bring in and talk to. But in the meantime, something that may be more consequential, a much more serious legal matter for the former president. In case you didn't see, ABC News broke this story last night, subsequently confirmed by a number of other outlets, that the special counsel in the classified documents case, Jack Smith, has evidence of a crime being committed by Donald Trump. He took it to a judge, and the judge agreed. Let's break it down for you. Here's what's being alleged. That prior to the search of Mar-a-Lago, the National Archives federal authorities sought assurances from the former president that there were no longer any classified documents in his possession. So, attorney Christina Bob signed a formal legal statement declaring there were no remaining documents in question. Another attorney, Evan Corcoran, had drafted that document. As we later learned, it was false. There were still many documents on the grounds of Mar-a-Lago. So now Smith is alleging that former President Trump knowingly misled and used attorney Corcoran to perpetuate a lie, to facilitate a crime, which is, in this case, lying and obstructing to the Department of Justice. A federal judge saw the evidence on Friday, ordered Corcoran to give the DOJ, think about this now, notes, transcripts of recordings, things like that, any other documentary evidence that he had. He wanted to give up his attorney's notes to break the attorney-client privilege. And there is a way the judge can do that. Trump's team is appealing. It's on rails right now. Matthew Schneider, the former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan and also our good friend and now head of White Collar Defense and Honigman Law, joins us live this afternoon. Matthew, you and I remembered that Christina Bob memo. At the time, we said this could be a trouble for the former president because somebody got it wrong. So at its core, we've got a special counsel saying Donald Trump committed a crime. We've got a federal judge agreeing that there is evidence that suggests that. How serious is this?
It's very serious, Guy. And remember where we were when we were having this conversation about this. We thought, and many people in the media were thinking, maybe that's the attorney's fault. And the attorney had made a misrepresentation, maybe trying to make some cover for President Trump, or the attorney didn't do all the work to actually make this determination and then made a false representation to the Justice Department. Well, now this information comes out that it's possible that the attorney actually relied on her client Donald Trump's advice. And that's the whole part of this inquiry now. The inquiry has now shifted from on that attorney to apparently on the president himself.
How can you have this evidence unless one of those attorneys or both of them have flipped on the president that when they were asked about this memo, they said, well, this is what we were instructed to say or this is what we were told. Have his attorneys turned on him?
We don't know that yet, but we also know that the attorney-client privilege is, you know, sacrosanct. And it's something that when you're a lawyer, you always protect your client's confidences. I think the angle here is whether or not there's going to be some kind of crime fraud exception to that, whether or not there was information that it was based on an improper a crime that took place and the attorney was misled. It's all pretty new ground for this particular special counsel on this issue, and that's going to be playing out in the weeks ahead, because what's happened is there's been this discussion, but now there hasn't been really the opportunity to respond to that yet from the Trump side. So that will happen next.
Well, and you said, and by the way, I'm not seeing any denials of this yet from Team Trump. And in fact, it's been silent on some of his favorite news channels. But I've got to wonder, as you say, this is sacrosanct. How unusual is this for a judge to say, yeah, break the privilege or go to the Court of Appeals and get permission to do that?
It's highly unusual. It's one of the rarest things you'd ever see in criminal law.
So what does that say about the severity of this?
Right. Well, it's a pretty significant case. But again, if we're going under the guise of we need to treat the president like we treat any other American, then we would honor the attorney-client privilege just the same. He doesn't get some kind of extra privilege just because he's the president as it goes to the attorney-client privilege.
Well, it makes you wonder if there isn't something quite explosive there, given the fact that they feel that they have to break the privilege and given the fact that the Court of Appeals after the Friday decision, told Team Trump, we want your pleadings at midnight. This was now more than 15 hours ago. And by the way, DOJ, we want your response to those at 6 a.m. So they were working all night. So it's incredibly fast-tracked on the appeals process. What would be so urgent?
Well, that we don't know, because we don't know exactly what Jack Smith is planning from the special counsel's office on that matter. He might be planning his own charges, and this would affect that. And what's also important to look at, Guy, is what the judge said. The judge said that there is, quote, a prima facie, unquote, mm-hmm. showing that Trump had committed criminal violations. That means you're above the hurdle then. You're more likely than not, in this judge's mind, you're a preponderance of the evidence. And once you hit that standard, then it's going to be a lot harder to rebut that.
I know it's hard to compare cases, but would you put this, as you look at this and the New York City case, many times more, it jeopardizes him legally much more than that case? This could be a 20-year felony if it's obstruction of justice. Am I right?
Yes, but I've always thought that the Mar-a-Lago document cases was much more significant. And that's based on what the evidence is, but also who the witnesses are. You know, in the New York case that's going on right now, there are a lot of problematic witnesses for Alvin Bragg, including Michael mm-hmm. Cohen, who is a proven liar. The credibility problems and the trying to maybe jam a square peg in a round hole in that case, those are really significant. And the statute related to classified materials is much more clear.
You know, the political fallout is something that can't be ignored here. And the Bragg case, the Stormy case, you know, Trump supporters for the most part, even his opponents, they've kind of judged it. They may cringe at it. But I don't think they see it as horribly earth-shattering. But in terms of perception, this case is different. If true, he took two of his most loyal and vocal defenders who went on TV networks in defense of him, advocated on his behalf, and if true, if this is all true, it appears he threw them under the bus. Do you think that the political fallout could be different here?
There's going to be all kinds of political fallout, but people have called Donald Trump the Teflon Don. He has said so many things that are unbelievable, and it still hasn't stuck to him. And he has always gotten away with that kind of a political escape. The legal system doesn't quite operate that way. You have pretty fine lines about what is a federal law, what is the line to be crossed. And then you have the whole judicial branch involved, where they're making decisions about what is probable cause. And it's so far detached from that. I think the legal problems right now are much more problematic for him than any political fallout.
Well, as I've always said, anytime you have Matthew Schneider on, news breaks. NBC just posted the special counsel's office has met the hurdle and they can break the attorney-client privilege under the crime fraud exception. So how damaging is that? Because they don't potentially just get his testimony. They get his notes. They get everything that he was told, perhaps with documentary proof from the president of the United States or the former president.
Well, just hearing that, I would say that story is not over, because just because a judge has said that they've made that, then what Trump's lawyer will do is file for an expedited appeal. Mm-hmm. They'll file for what's called a stay, and they'll say, okay, let's have a timeout here. Let's put this on hold until we can appeal this up to the Court of Appeals, and then we'll put a timeline in place for our arguments. I don't think that ruling is going to mean that all of this material comes out by midnight tonight. I think the legal process will kick in. There'll be further arguments up the appellate chain.
Okay, and I stand corrected. This is not the appeals court did stay the ruling. We have yet to hear from them. So you are right. We have yet to hear from that. In the meantime, we appreciate your time. Do we make anything of the fact that Alvin Bragg did not bring an indictment today? Could he perhaps be having cold feet and hearing from fellow Democrats that maybe this isn't a smart thing?
He could be hearing from Robert Costello, the witness in the grand jury a few days ago, who said things that really discredited his case. But it's also important to note that grand jury investigations are on the government's timeline. It doesn't matter who tweets what. doesn't matter how mad the media is that you're not moving fast enough, they're going to do this at their own pace. I do think you're right, Guy. They've got some real problems trying to bring this case in New York, and that's probably part of the concern.
Yeah, and I don't think that many fellow Democrats have been reluctant to tell him. I mean, Joe Manchin has done it publicly, but there have been others telling reporters privately. You're going to make him a much bigger figure by doing that, as if he's not big enough. Matthew, thank you so much. We'll see where we go with this.
Thank you, Guy.
In the meantime, your thoughts on all of it, 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Does this sound to you like the president may be in deeper peril? I've got a feeling that this is different than many of these other cases that we've seen. And the stars are aligning against him in terms of the judges that we've seen. Your calls next on the Guy Gordon Show. Also, Ron DeSantis does a little venting to Piers Morgan. We'll hear some of that, too, when we come back.